It's not something we've talked about for a while, but I'm sure it is something that is still very much on the forefront of the minds of the people who've made insurance claims, people who own businesses like restaurants and tourism companies and so on that weren't able to do work because of the shutdown. And they claimed business interruption insurance from their insurers, saying that they had pandemic cover. And the insurers, many of them, said, well, it's not the COVID, it's not the pandemic that's caused the interruption to your business, it is the lockdown. Therefore, there isn't proximate cause. Therefore, we are not going to pay you. Ryan Woolley is the CEO of Insurance Claims South Africa, and they are acting on behalf of hundreds of businesses in this position. Ryan, good afternoon. I'm told that there was a judgment in a UK court yesterday, which is very promising for a resolution, well, a favourable resolution for the policyholders in South Africa.
Yes, absolutely, John. Thank you for having me on. Essentially, the FCA, the Conduct Authority in the UK, ran a test case involving 8 insurers and 21 of their policy wordings. And the ruling came out yesterday, which was resoundingly in favour of the policyholder, saying quite clearly that a government response to a notifiable disease is insured and part of the peril.
But, I mean, how is that significant for South Africa? Because we don't take our, we don't make court rulings on the basis of what courts in the UK or anywhere else in the world do.
You're 100% correct. It doesn't set any precedent, but what it does do is it gives a guide, it gives some influence to how the courts are thinking this through. You know, our law does have some leanings to English law. So, you know, it's a good judgment, a solid judgment by very respected judges in the UK. And there are similarities in the wordings. So, you know, it would be very unlikely for there to be a different ruling. I think that the issue around whether lockdown caused, you know, the government caused the loss or COVID-19 has now been, you know, pretty much cleared up.
What is the situation in South Africa? I know that a couple of the insurers, particularly those that were less exposed on this front than others, have said we will pay. Where are the rest of the claims?
Well, I think the majority were in litigation. We've got litigation against Santam, which was on the 1st of September. We're hoping to hear mid-November, a judgment from a full cap bench led by Deputy Judge President Goliath. So we're hopeful that we're going to get some feedback. We're pretty sure that they're going to be watching this FCA judgment quite closely. We know that the FSCA in South Africa has also said that they've consulted with many of the insurers in the industry, and those insurers have said that they're all watching the FCA judgment because it influences them and their reinsurers, and then also watching our court case in the MyAfrica case against Santam to set some precedent.
And it was decided to only put one insuring company in the court firing line because a finding in that regard, which was favourable to the insured, would then automatically be extendable to the other insurers.
We would expect it to be a precedent and a watershed case, yes, definitely. You know, to go and litigate against all or for all policyholders is just would tie up the courts. We hope that that's the way it's received by the FSCA as well as insurers. And judging on their latest press release, the FSCA does see it that way. We know that GuardRisk are also in court with Cafe Chameleon case, and that's soon to be heard in the Supreme Court of Appeal.
Yeah, and I suppose perhaps 2 weeks, a month, 6 weeks after these businesses start, those that have managed to survive slowly start to earn some income again. They get a ruling which gives them the insurance money that they could have used 6 months before to keep their businesses going.
You've hit the nail on the head. You know, we've tried to promote a compromise settlement with the insurers. We've reached out to them. You know, the clients don't need the money in a year's time. They need it now, while they're hurting and bleeding. And it's just been, you know, it's difficult to say who's at fault, you know, for how these things have been interpreted the way that they have. We've just had that view from the start, that it's, you know, their view has just been, hasn't made any sense.
Ryan, thanks very much for talking to us and just filling us in on where we are at with that story. Ryan Woolley, the CEO of Insurance Claims Africa.